Ooh, the delay is like 6 seconds.
Welcome to FGH Beyond, where I'm talking about Marvel Strike Force tonight. And Rock Out of Podcasting, Charles McFall. And sitting in for Kurt is none other than Sin Raven himself.
What's up, everybody?
King of Behemoth. the Taskmaster, wow. The guy with the whip.
You're the king of the behemoth. I'm the brains behind the throne.
There you go. There you go. I'm the fat bastard just sits there eating turkey legs, and he runs the country, and that's how it goes. So I wanted to catch up with you a little bit. But, Sin, you aren't a stranger to Twitch. What do you do on Twitch, man?
Well, I'm on, 6 days a week, sometimes seven.
That's awesome.
8:30 to about 10:30 a.m. Pacific time, and I've been streaming since about July. And I'm actually having a lot of fun with it.
That's cool. Honestly, that's my dream, is to be on 5-6 days a week. My magic number is 3 hours. I don't know what it is. If I start playing and I'm streaming, it just becomes 3 hours. Only time I do less time is like here we do an hour, because specifically it's for the podcast, right, to be an hour. Pokemon, same thing. Breaking the Panels actually got longer. It's closer to almost 2 hours now, but we do time before and after. So that's my sweet spot. And like Saturday, I'm going to be able to do some of that, but that's my dream, is just to be able to go, here's my schedule. I'm on Monday through Saturday, and y'all come and hang out with me. And it's gotta be a lot of fun.
Well, Marvel Strike Force has about 90 minutes worth of content in it. So 90 minutes and you're basically done.
Yeah.
Unless you have a big conversation going and people asking questions, then it becomes longer. Other than that, I've been doing MSF and doing a little bit of the Disney Sources Arena lately, because that's going to go live in a couple of weeks and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And my thing would be if I would do some Strike Force, but I'd be all over the map with games, just because I love playing. Like this Saturday, I'm going to play SteamWorld Heist for a little while, and then depending on what's going on with my kids, I might play some God of War after that. And I've got games here on my computer that I like to play. Each system has its own set of games, you know, that I like to play. And it'd just be the filthy casual gets drunk during the day. Day Drinkers Anonymous, that's what it'd be.
You don't have to be anonymous.
Well, I wouldn't be anonymous, would it? And you do really well at, I feel bad, but you do really well at building the teams and giving the strategies. You've really helped boost my team out.
That I got to give credit to Tony Scangilli, who's actually streaming on right now as well. I use the system that he developed, and he does five Blitz reviews a week for people. He did mine when I got up to about 3.5 million TCP, and I learned from him, so I use his system to do it, and it helps people.
It does. It does indeed. It's made a whole lot of difference for me. What I feel bad about is we use our alliance. We use MSF to track the power, and that helps do lane assignments and whatnot. And I got so focused on getting Ultron and then boosting him, I don't think I've updated it since I got Ultron.
At this point, we don't really need it. If we actually get to a point where, you know, we need an update for whatever, I'll let people know and then they can jump in and do updates.
It's a little time consuming to do it, especially when you don't do it as things happen, when you let it get behind I do. But
when
it's fun to
do
go
the entire roster, it takes a while to do it.
Yeah. But it's kinda awesome to go, holy crap, I've grown since. It's like, look, dear diary, I'm not a sad little boy anymore. But it's cool. What's been going on for you this week? You know what? Before we started the show, you were talking about war. And here's a good chance for you to tell people why they need to get into war earlier, because it's changed.
Well, So there's two things for it. A lot of alliances want you to get your attacks in as soon as possible. A quick jump on it gives you a really nice boost. If you can knock out a couple of big rooms early, you get a huge benefit on the rest of it. If you can get down and take out their armory or their med bay, and you can do it before they can react, you got a big lead on it. For us, it's a little more on a casual side, but I would like to see people get 3 attacks in within, I think it's 11 and a half hours or 10 and a half hours. Basically, we start at 11 a.m. Pacific time. By 8:30, if you haven't done any attacks, your energy is full. At that point, you're wasting time. So if you can get 2 attacks in or 3 attacks in by that time, you're generating your energy again. And if you do 3, then by morning, you're full. Very nice pool.
Yeah, I just got Elsa Bloodstone upgrade on the red stars to 4.
That is a really good pool.
And actually, I got 2 red star Mr. Sinister, although I haven't put a lot of efforts into him yet.
He's definitely worth the effort.
A lot of these characters are mostly
for us. I would like to see the Alliance get some more attacks in during the day. And then, you know, the next day you have your full energy to go with. And that way you're using your energy, even if you're not spending to purchase extra energy, you're using up all your attacks. And those are the biggest points towards the World Warrior milestone, which is now a weekly milestone where you get 30 T4 materials if you finish everything.
And we've been acing it, man. We've been nailing that.
We've been barely pulling it off.
Hey, making it happen is acing it in my book. You know, because we've gone from 5 milestones to knocking out all 14 or 15, whatever team.
Yeah, we usually miss like the last one or two when it was the previous setup. And now that they changed it to this, I got on people's cases on the last day saying, hey, get your attacks in, get your raid attacks, war attacks, arena attacks. And, you know.
Yes,
we're actually pulling it off. Getting that 20 T4s at the end of it is a huge benefit. It's a giant boost to your roster.
I just hit find on Mr. Sinister. I didn't mean to do that. What changed for me was that World Warrior getting it. It's like, okay, I'm not worried about like being number one in arena, but I know that burning that energy, getting those battles done. Yeah. And actually, I've gotten enough done that I've gotten 100 more tickets. You know, I've leveled up to that point.
You have 5 attacks a day for arena.
Yeah.
Whether you win or lose, it still counts for the World Warrior, and it gets you 85 points. It's the same for war. You know, whatever attacks you do, it's 85 points per attack, whether you win or lose. It's 35 points for raids, and then Blitz gets you 10 points per win, I believe. But since I have the screen open, I can actually take a look. Yeah, win a battle in Blitz gets you 10 points, battles and raids get you 30 points, arena and Alliance War gets you 85.
Racer Melee. Oh, Nani, what's this Senpai? That's great. Yeah, you know, and that's the thing, getting those points in. We were barely getting them done, and you know, you'd like to, you well, okay. I interpret text from you as yelling, just because it makes me laugh. You'll come into the chat on Thursday. Yeah, sometimes it is absolutely. Well, you go to chat, you're like, and I'm saying that about alliances don't care. You're like, but get the points, because the points get us some great stuff. I'm like, oh, all right, I'll get 3, 4. I don't think I get 5 arena. Although some days I absolutely get 5 in. But I'm averaging 3 to 4 now, whereas 2 was because it was my daily and I got it done before. Right.
That's my frustrated typing. If I'm actually angry, I will go to caps.
Don't make me break the caps out in this car. My game crashed there, but I'm reloading it here. The same with the war, I would get in and I had a strategy before, but since they've done this ranking and we've moved up the ranking pretty well, that the Alliance Leagues or whatever it is my strategy fails. Before it was, I'll get in and see if you need me at night, and if it were too little, whatever, I'd hit it with some little teams, but then I'd save my big teams for the next day, and I'd get in the next day and try to bust up with some holes or do cleanup. But now that we've moved up, it's like, no, you really got in. And when you can find that fight, do that fight. And so I am trying to get more battles. And I don't honestly care. I mean, I do care. But before I was like, well, if I'm not going to win, I'm going to bail. I might still do that just in case to save and try to do something different. But I'll use my energy to get those battles in to at least get that World Warrior thing. Even the last one, I know we're in war now. That last war, we lost. We were doing okay at night, but the next day there was a big gap. But I got in there and fought five battles and won five battles, actually. And I was like, I just want those points for World Warrior.
I know we got folks that just don't have the teams to do it. And sometimes we get those matchups where it's just crazy heavy. And you're just like, I can't take anything here. Yeah. Okay, well, wait till something opens up. But you have 8 free energy for a war. So if you're not using up at least 5 of it, you're not doing enough.
Yeah. Hey, Sin, you just subscribed with Twitch Prime for 20 freaking months. We've been on for almost 2 years.
Yeah, this game's been running for way too long at this point.
Wow. I mean, I'm always amazed by seeing those things. Because I actually started this channel when it was in beta just to have something to get my feet wet in the Twitch and get that foothold going on.
Somebody just hit 6 months on my channel. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I've been doing it that long.
Yeah, right. Now, as a throwback, before we get into more strategies and what we do, as a throwback, you came around, because I recognized your Facebook photo after a while. You came around when we were doing From the Helicarrier in MAA days.
And it really helped with my game then, too, because you guys had what was his name? I forgot his name.
Ibbet?
No, the dude with a really deep voice.
Oh, Kingfisher.
Yes, Kingfisher. Since you guys had his stuff going, I got in touch with him on Facebook when I needed help. So he helped out with
my
stuff,
everybody,
because of the game. And it was very helpful. And the show was great.
Wow, we definitely appreciate that.
And I was actually a Patreon on it back then, too.
That's sure you were. Sure you were.
It was me, and I paid for one other.
Oh, that's right.
Agent Warlock.
Yes. Yeah. So they could get some extra benefits and stuff. It was really cool. I'm offended. I just opened Ruby Red Heart Orbs and didn't want to. And I just saw that horrible, horrible ass hat of a face pop into my screen. And I'm like, what the? It's all I can do not to yell while you're talking. I was like, God damn it.
Scott.
Because like Scott, I'm like, ugh, what the fuck is this shit? Dude,
I know you don't
God.
Like him, but his kid is actually pretty decent. It could have been better, but it's a pretty good kid.
I'm sure. I don't care. I made it to like milestone 12 or 13. Didn't collect a single damn one of them. Let it expire.
Really?
Yep. Did not collect at all.
Oh, that's not a good thing, man. Don't tell me things like that.
I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm just trying to fuck you.
You hurt me. You know, you're hurting the Alliance with that. That's one less character that you have to use.
I don't want it. I will not use him. I will not use him. I will boost up. What's AIM monstrosity? I will dump stuff into AIM monstrosity before I use Scott. Scott can suck a
AIM monstrosity is a good character. If you haven't built up your AIM team yet, do it. If you haven't built up the Hydra team, it's worth loading up your Hydra team now because they just reworked them. And if you haven't worked on your Wakandans, that's also now going to be needed for a Flash event starting in April.
Because we talked about that a couple weeks ago. Again, to everybody listening on the podcast and on Twitch, last week I had a schedule out and then Kurt had life getting away and that's why we didn't do a show. But a couple weeks ago, we had talked about the Wakandans, and Skippy and I think you and a bunch of people said that it wasn't worth the energy you put into them. The return wasn't there. But if they're going to be needed, then the return
is there.
And
that's basically why they made them needed, because when they released them and they said that's the Apex Raid team, everybody called them on their bullshit. And a few folks went in, and they have some really big teams, and they're pretty good when they're that very heavily powered, but they need a huge investment on T4s to make them worthy, and it's just not worth the effort. But so they went and made them required for the new event, which is going to get you silver and maybe gold promotional credits. We don't know yet.
Okay. Definitely ain't going to do that. Let me go look and see what my team looks like right now. I got sidetracked because I got just enough shards of vision to rank him up to 6 stars. So I've been working on vision. I'm still polishing off my controller mystic villain, which is Loki and
Hand Assassin. And now Hela's part of that list as well. So now there's 6 characters.
Well, Hela's unfarmable, right?
For now.
Yeah, for now.
Wait till next week. We'll see what's going on Wednesday.
But my Hand Assassin, actually, I'll pull it up real quick and show everybody. Like Nobu was farmable through war credits, and I had saved up a bunch of war credits. And since I wasn't using them specifically to hunt down, I'm hunting down Visions, tier gear 13, right in the second, which is the same as Hulk's. So it's just a matter of getting those gamma stuff, whatever's on there. But yeah, look, so Loki's pretty close. I finished off Nobu, and so my Hand Assassin's my lowest, but I've been farming Loki and Hand Assassin with that, and then of course Vision. TCP, what's TCP for reminder?
Total collection power.
Oh, thank you.
7 Red Star Ronin, though. That's a solid.
That's
solid
my only
builder.
7, man. That's my only 7. And you can't use it in that run. You can't use it. I went to the wrong thing. I didn't mean to go to that one.
Yeah, you can. Ronin, the only one on this list that you can't use is Scarlet Witch.
Oh, okay. That's the one you can't use. Because I knew it was like, So he's going to be the baller in that. So basically, by the time Phoenix comes back, I'll be ready to max her out.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you'll get at least 5, maybe 10 Loki shards just from the calendar. Mm-hmm. But that's going to be another 3 or 4 months probably before she's back. Because she was just, I mean, the event was just
Yeah,
here.
It just happened. 3.6 million is my total collection power. I don't know, Nicole. That could be trading card player. That could be top. Never mind. I'm going to let it go. Yeah, this is one of my favorite teams to play with right now is the Magneto Ultron team.
That's a solid team.
It's fun. So I was going to look at Wakanda Unite. Let's see. Because I have them all. Shuri's is solid. Killmonger, I purchase him every time he pops up in the store. Baku's done. Panther's done. Okoye's the weakest link. But look at level 1. I got level 1, 7-star, 3-red-star Black Panther. Because I haven't put shit in him.
My team on that is nowhere near ready for anything. But if it's going to be the same as any other type of Flash event, then we're only going to be able to do the first 3 levels first time it comes around. So I'm not going to worry about it until it starts. Yeah, the 3 coins.
Yeah, so I'll just save up my experience chits. Because I'm thinking right now, because I know it's not actually a 50% power level. Like, it's level 75 is our highest. So it wouldn't be, 37? It would be halfway through. I think really half power is probably, 50, 55? Level
somewhere like 60, I think, is 60-ish. Roughly where the half is. Okay. Yeah,
because that, and usually half can get you through events okay, depending on what the event is,
especially early on. The first 3, I'm not even going to worry about.
Yeah, let's see, going back through here. So, yeah, we talked about war, talked about getting those battles in. Why should people play Dark Dimension?
Well, it depends on which level you're talking about. 1, 2, or 3.
Let's start with 1. Why, if somebody hasn't done 1, why do you get into 1?
Well, if you're just gearing up for 1, it is progress, and the rewards are really good, because every node is going to get you gold orbs, and you're going to get gold orbs and mega orbs. So there's a lot of progress on that, and it's the only way to get Ultron, because you have to go through DD1 to get to DD2, which will get you Ultron.
Yeah,
which is still, you know, 2 years into the game, he's still a really, really heavy, strong character, even though there's counter characters for him now.
Characters plural? Because I know Black Bolt's a counter.
Black Bolt is a hard counter for him. Phoenix, you know, Phoenix is a counter for everybody.
And, well, and Ultron's kind of a counter to himself.
That is also, yeah, that is also true. But it is a huge benefit to your account if you're actually pulling it off. It's a huge boost in materials. It is a huge boost in gold and the mega orbs. If you're still, you got people who are doing dark day.
Dark days.
They're doing the Dark Dimension 2 within 4 months or 5 months in their account, and all the mega orbs are a huge boost because you're pulling those shards, and it's just going to improve your account. Dark Day, keep saying Dark Day. We used to have a LARP called Dark Day. So every time I think Dark Dimension, I keep saying Dark Day. So Dark Dimension 3 is still. We have one person that cleared it, and he pulled out his credit card for it because it's an 8-month-old account. So
that's the person who cleared it?
Was an 8-month-old Mac, account? Something Mac. I can't remember his first name. The Japanese player cleared it. It's an 8-month-old account. Everybody's maxed out except for Hulk. So,
you know what? Whales make the world go round.
Pretty much. But he did manage to clear out the entire run, and both runs, because he got the regular and the time run. So next week we should have an announcement for his reward.
Nobody's going to challenge him on the time run because they haven't beat the first run yet.
Well, at this point, nobody cares enough. There's no care. Well, I know a lot of people care about it, but there's no character release with this one. Dark Dimension 2, you're getting Ultron. There's no character reward for doing Dark Dimension
3. But what about mats or
orbs? Oh, absolutely. Or absolutely. You're getting gold orbs. You're getting silver credits. And once you finish it up, you get a pool of a specific orb that only has 24 characters in it. And it is a guaranteed 7 red star drop. And if it's a duplicate, you get another pull from the same orb. So
I remember it's a fairly decent
list as well.
I do remember reading that and going, oh, I want to do that so much.
Not everything in that list of 24 is a winner, but it's a fairly solid list of characters.
So thanks to Racer Melee. I'm hoping I'm saying that right. Racer Melee is now hosting us. So I appreciate you.
There you go. And that's one of our Alliance members, too.
Oh, well, then I don't appreciate you anymore. I have to be mean to my Alliance to keep up appearances. So fuck off, asshat. I don't know. No, I love the
PR. Wow, that got bad.
That got dark fast. No, I do appreciate everybody in the Alliance and how it comes together. And it's tough, man. I love how different people are totally different people, right? And Nicole is very much not the tough, funny person. I mean, if I called her an asshat, she'd take me seriously and quit. And why are you talking to me that way?
Don't do that. We like Nicole. Don't do that.
So immediately she's like, yikes. Then Rachel Raylan is like, laugh my ass off. I was like, yeah, no. You know what I'm saying, Nicole? You know what I'm saying. I need to be nice to you. Do you want me to not be nice to you? I'm saying I need to be nice to you. Don't jinx it. There's an outs. You know what? I want to go to her. I've never denied that I'm not an ass. I know I'm an asshat. I'm the king of asshats. That's
Kiwis, thank you very much. It's the new moisturizer I've been using.
That moisturizer affected your voice too.
Oh, so, I wish I had Kurt's voice.
Man, he was born for voiceover, without a doubt. Let's see. Let's go down the list of the lines. It has changed actually quite a bit. I used to know everybody by their tag, and then we had a shake up where a few people got kicked. This is over time. A few people got kicked. Life happened. A few people left, and now Octal recognized Rocket Sauce. See, Corinthian, I don't recognize. Evan.
Corinthian's been with us for a while now.
Okay, Evan.
We have two new members within like the last 2 weeks, and that's Racer Melee and T Stamps.
Okay,
who goes by Kylo Ren in the game. And they both, frequent my stream. And when we needed a spot, when I said I got a space open, they're like, oh, I'm, you know, if you got a space open, I'm looking for an alliance. That's so awesome. It's a nice way of being able to recruit without poaching from within FTH Beyond.
Yeah, we've had to do some restructuring on that policy. I love all the purple frames. Nephis, Dominic, and Morbius. And
every single player in our alliance now has Ultron.
What's funny about Bamfit and no, it must be Bamfit. I thought it was somebody else, or maybe if it was, they left. Is I wasn't sure. Yeah, I think it was Bamfit. Is a while back, I'm like calling out names in the chat. And I think that's a bot. He's like, I'm in your alliance, man. Like, well, what are you gonna do? Yeah, Morbius, Snorko. That's Snorri, man. I love Snorri. I can't believe he's still around, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because a lot of people who've
one of our in-house whales.
Is he really?
Well, to the degree that, you know, it's him. I don't remember who else. Was it Goose Goose? There's two or three of us that, like, when the new character will drop, I will see the names pop up of so-and-so bought him. And I was very surprised that I did not see those messages for Cyclops. I would, you know, people actually followed the boycott, and I did not see a single person actually buy him on release day.
Yeah. But Snorri is in Iceland, and he was a patron and a listener back for Marvel Avengers Alliance as well. And a lot of people who were like, oh, we can't wait for another show like that to come along. And then, you know, I was teasing it out with the beta. And then when that launched, we brought the show back. And a lot of people who had listened came in, like yourself. And then it was like, oh, well, this game's not for me. It's not Marvel Avengers Alliance. So to see somebody like Snorri still sticking it out, that's really cool.
It's a good game.
They're in our alliance, and we had a big, massive shakeup in the alliance when we went from we had glued this together to now choice of where to sit, and we've lost a lot of people along the way. And it's sad. Yeah, there's Racer. I love that Sin too. I always get a kick out. Joker. I know Joker plays hard. I miss Joker doing the strategies. I know Joker's
me
busy.
Too. So do I.
Joker did great strategies for us.
It was one less thing that I had to worry about, so I do miss that as well.
Racer Melee says, I loved MAA, looking for replacement games, what brought me here. Yeah, I went from there to the DC one that is all right, to the Star Wars one, and by the time I got on Star Wars, that's when I got the word, back channel word, that this game was going into beta, which is beta in the mobile world is they release it in some country that you have to fake an account for, essentially, to get into it. And that was good timing. It wasn't even a year after MAA dropped, you know, retired, sunsetted, whatever. What do you think? You don't have to go on the record. You might have a reputation to protect. What do you think about this MAA redo?
Oh, I downloaded it. I never installed it. I never got around to it. And the guy's still working on it because I downloaded like the Alpha 5 release, and he's actually doing beta releases now. It's a good idea. I mean, it's just a fan project. So, you know, he's got everything downloaded. It's not online. It's a solo game. And, you know, he's putting more stuff into it all the time. I think he's actually working on PvP right now.
And if you guys enjoy it, that's great. The two things I personally had against it was everything I do is a media professional thing. I was like, I can't touch something that's going to get copyright slammed out the wazoo.
Yeah, there's that problem.
For me personally, how fast you think you get DMCA'd? Yeah,
well, he's not making money off of it, so it should be fine.
You're probably right. You're probably right, but you know how that goes sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially because it's Disney, so.
Exactly.
The most litigious company ever.
Pretty much. You don't fuck with the mouse.
Well, they're the ones responsible for the way the copyright laws got changed in this country for the whole 80 years plus the lifetime of the creator thing is because of Disney.
Yeah, it's a mess. But also, I don't like going backwards. And MAA for me was a great game. I just prefer to remember the good times on it. And no matter what you do, you can't bring those graphics. And graphics are important to me. You can't bring the graphics and the gameplay up to what even Strike Force is today. because of just how the game is done, you know. But if it's scratching that itch for you guys and you're enjoying it, always play the game you want to play, you know. Knock yourself out. Also, early on, the community, I don't know if it's changed. It probably hasn't because the internet doesn't change. But the community was really freaking caustic.
That is true.
And I just
the
don't
Facebook
that.
Group that is part of his project is actually fairly solid. Not, you know, there's not a lot of shit there, and the mods don't take any crap either. You know, somebody does something, they'll just ban you. They don't care about it.
And that's how it should be. What else we got going on? So I am on my let's see, let me get my achievements. I can tell you which run I'm on. I am on my fourth run. Yeah, I'm on my fourth run of Dark Dimension 2. And I've just been forgetting to play it here lately.
I've only ever done it four times. I don't think I've done it more than that.
It's an achievement that I can reach. That's not something I can often say in a game. Like, oh, if I just keep grinding, I can hit that achievement. So, yeah, I think I fairly one-shotted these two nodes. But, yeah. The only disappointment, and the reason I forget to play it, there's not even a pittance of gold or something.
Absolutely
it's just
no reward.
Blank reward. It's like, I want the achievement. And I'm not that guy. I'm not an achievement grinder. I just kind of want to do it on this one. But I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Our Sylvester's in my camp. MAA is dead. Let it rest in peace. But that just means we won't play it. You know, again, if it makes you happy. It's literally not hurting anybody. Not even Disney. Yeah. Disney can fuck right
off. He's doing a programming project. When he has time to work on it, he does stuff and he learns from it.
I'm gonna try this one. Nope, I can't try this one. I forget. I put Ultron on defense as I should. So I was like, oh, I'll take my Ultron team. Nope. See, this is the stack. Yeah,
that's not a bad matchup.
It's okay.
Though. Your 250 versus that one. That should be okay.
But
yeah, these are the teams that we're facing. You know, 374 on his Guardians is going to be pretty beefy and pretty hard to take out.
And fucking Coulson at 272,
which I'm pretty sure I already used my X-Men team. Unfortunately,
that's I always have to go look up which team is which.
I still have my X-Men team. Okay.
Yeah, this might do all right. We'll try it. I get them mixed up. So the Coulson team is X-Men. What's the Asgard team counter?
I mean, X-Men is a counter for basically everybody. But for Asgardians, it would be Inhumans. If you have a pretty powerful supernatural team, they do decently.
That was it. Supernatural team. Yeah. And actually, my supernatural team is pretty beefy.
The other ones don't handle as well because it's a rough team to go against, and that one's going to be pretty rough with that sixth Red Star Thor in it. Yeah. So,
you remember when the game launched? It was like Thor is so OP. He wasn't even in the game. He was just you could see he was coming to the game. I don't like that Iron Man's already dead. Let's see what happens.
Racer, that might be doable. It might be a bit high of a punch up with 75k because there's a six. Well, that's a six Red Star assault. It's not a six Red Star.
That's a tier gear 13 assault, though, too. That's that tiny orange ring behind it.
No, the security is tier 12. The assault over here on the right-hand side is only 11 or 12. But yeah, try it. You might be able to pull it off. It's a bit of a punch up, but it's X-Men, so they punch way above their grade.
Now, what is your X-Men team build? What is the suggestion you've got?
Oh, mine is the standard because my Cyclops is not leveled up, so mine is just a full X-Men.
So that's what Wolverine, Storm.
Yeah. If you're actually building up Cyclops, he replaces one of the characters, depending on what you're trying to do. And for offense, he replaces Psylocke. If you're doing defense, he replaces Storm. And unless you don't have Storm's passive, upgraded to get the extra stacks, then and then it doesn't matter.
I gotcha.
Because if you have her, was it passive or ultimate? I don't remember which one. It's the one that gives her extra stacks for her ultimate ability. If you have that upgraded with T4, she goes up to, I think, either 15 or 20 stacks and does a ton of damage.
That's gorgeous. Let me go look at that real quick. Different Storm. Sue Storm's a beast. In the arena, I've seen her paired with Dark Phoenix and Ultron.
Yep.
And doesn't even, it, seems like, right it seems like you just run those three and they'll wreck you. You don't even need the other two in there.
It depends on what you're doing, because for defense, she's a little squishy. She's a little easier to deal with. For offense, she's really good at dealing with the other Phoenix, because she will remove stealth from other players, allowing you to focus on somebody other than Phoenix to take out.
That's awesome. I like that. And I noticed I slow rolled when I did fight her. I took it off of the 3X so I could see what she did, and I dug it. Let's see. Ride the Wind is 40% chance to speed up the X-Men. Assist now. So that's not the extra stacks. That's just speed up and assist now.
Right. Must so be her be ultimate. Her, it's probably her ultimate.
10% damage to all targets. 10% damage per charged.
There was one that increases the amount of charges that she gets, and I don't remember.
Increase maximum charge. It's her first one. So you got to get level 7 on her first one. Increases maximum charge to 20 from 15.
Yeah, and she's actually really helpful for Ultimate 7 as well, because you can take her in the first two nodes, which are super easy. Pretty much anybody can clear those if you have, you know, if you're already doing U7, you can clear the first two nodes. And if you're taking her in and just kind of let her sit in the background and get her stacks up a little.
Yeah.
And then you bring her in later and with like 15 stacks of that, she can clear out an entire wave.
And that's I was hoping when you said more stacks, that's still 20 rounds roughly. Or when she assists, does she get a stack when she assists?
She does get a little extra. So, which is why you want to take her in like the first two or three nodes and just let her sit there and build that up, and then take her out, bring her back in later, and just punch somebody in the face with that entire unload.
And Racer Melee did take out the Coulson team, so good on you.
Excellent. Nice punch up, 75K.
And my favorite was when I went 100K up with Power Armor, but I had Captain America on that Power Armor team, and it did really well. Man, I must have put Wolverine...
The other team to work on right now is going to be Sinister Six, because they're going to be the requirement for the first, I think, four nodes of the new villain chapter. Is going to be, because it's going to be broken down to Sinister Six, and then Mystic, and then no requirements for the last couple of nodes.
Mystic, I've got all day long.
Yeah, and this is for villains, so specifically Mystic Villain.
Yeah.
So that should be out in a couple of days.
How did you do on the new chapter of Heroes?
It gave me a little bit of trouble in the middle, but I punched through it fairly easily. But my team for it is pretty overpowered. Because for the Heroes one, it was really easy for me to deal with. The first couple of nodes being requirement of the City Heroes, those were the ones that were giving me some trouble, because I haven't worked on them in quite a while. But the rest of it was fairly easy to do.
Yeah, I auto-played and got 3 stars, 2 stars, 3 stars. But of course, I wanted to make sure I got 3 stars so I could finish farming Black Widow.
Yeah.
And I got the Hero 7-6 at auto-win, and it didn't do it. So I'm like, I'll come back at some point.
Yeah, Hero 7-6 is the one that I have 2 stars on. I just checked. And that one is the one where you get, it's another node for advanced phosphates and for superior basic catalyst parts. So it's kind of needed, but a little bit more down the line. So I'll take a look at it later and see what I need to do for that node.
Yeah, I can use my Fury team. I can use my Power Armor team.
Risa says that the city hero known for him was a cake. It's because he's got a 450,000 power defenders team. It's pretty ridiculous. 440? I don't know what the power is. In war on defense, it's a 475K defenders team in the first room.
Like, yeah, hello. I bet you arm wrestling in kindergartners is easy for you too, Racer Melee. Come on, man. I mean, that's not cake. That's taking a bazooka to a knife fight. Is what you just did.
That's awesome. Overkill is the only kill.
You know, I'm down. I actually love the ballet of violence that this game has, and I absolutely love when anybody goes in and hits that last person. And they just go ragdolling off the screen. The second most favorite kill, besides just totally seeing them bounce off the walls and stuff, is when you get the red dots on them. It hits their turn, they just crumple over and hit the face plant. Like, yep, I like that one. It's a lot of fun. So, Racer Melee, here is the qualifying question of the night. What level is your Hulk? Because, you know, this is whether we're going to be friends or not, depending on how you answer this question. Oh, no. Banned for life.
Racer knows exactly how to level up Hulk.
Banned for life. Get the fuck out. No. You chose Luke Cage over Hulk. What is wrong with you? Well, screw you guys.
Everything right.
Hulk is going to be my first tier gear 14.
Oh, God. Please yes. Don't.
And it's going to smack. You know, you're like, oh, man, put him in defense in the first room. That dog is going to bite. Yeah,
you might as well.
He's Miles solid, man. He's one of my go-tos on.
No, his rework was they did a good job on his rework. Yeah. He's definitely way more useful than he was originally.
We need a counter to barrier. It's gotten to that point where it'd be. I don't know. I don't know what type of character it'd be, but if they hit harder when there's barrier because of reason, like maybe Electro. You put Electro in the game. Not that barriers are electric, but you know, just something that would say, oh, this enhances the attack versus the generalized effect, which is decreases the attack. That's what I think.
That'd be interesting. They definitely have they're very, very minimalistic on the amount of effects that they're putting into the game,
which is good.
Like bleed basically covers everything, so
yeah,
burn, yep. Shock, all that stuff. Like stun is shock, burn is bleed, you know, all that stuff is the same. But they are doing stuff like Crystal has a bunch of different attacks, including wind and electricity and whatever else, or ice and wind, and she doesn't have electricity. But they're branching out, showing the different powers, but they're still doing the same effect from those powers.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
I mean, honestly, man, it got too much. Like, internal bleeding versus bleeding. You know, you can't break.
Well, and they did actually have to the point where they had so many that they had to merge them together after a little while.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to make it past this node with this team. I'm just going to jump out. I just thought I'd look at it real quick. Man, that hurts me. You don't know, Racer. You don't know. You're dead to me, man. What do you think about Symbiote Spider-Man coming in?
I haven't unlocked him yet. He's actually fairly close. I didn't have the goal to just keep pushing on him. But from all the reports, from all the people that actually have him, he's solid. He's a really good character. Yeah, mine's at 92 of 100 right now. So I'll get him probably sometime next week. Let's see, how long is this event still going for? Oh, it's still got 12 days.
Yeah, we'll get it. I mean, they're doing it like Captain Marvel. You got plenty, as long as you play the game, even semi-casual, you got time. I'm at 68 over 100. But I got of course, only come out 3 stars, but I got 5 reds waiting on him.
Oh, mine's only a 3. I didn't get any really decent pulls for him. But his kit is great, especially because he does he heals himself.
Yeah. You know,
basically, when the negative effect is applied to the enemy, all hero Spider-Verse and symbiote allies.
It's Hero, Spider-Verse, and Symbiote. Definitely is his passive with that perfect host. Yeah.
And so you run him in a raid with Scientist Supreme, and then she puts all the negatives on your team, and he heals everybody.
Yep, 50% drain for self. And then when the symbiotes do damage,
they heal themselves.
Yep. Boosting the max health and doing that drain. And Dark Dimension as well is where that'll work. The Web Slam. I've seen that he's got some mixture of Spider-Man, some mixture of Venom, and all badass. What do you think about that? Perfect host, right? He gets a dodge just like all the spiders do, right? More, let's see, 5, that's 15% dodge. But only in Raids and Dark Dimensions does he get that drain and the extra stuff going on. How do you feel about that?
I think that's fine. He's not designed for war, and in Blitz it doesn't matter because he's just there for the healing. He seems like he does a decent amount of damage, but not like, you know, over the top.
Yeah. And I'm with it too. It's like Coulson. Coulson's not great to play actively, but he is the king of war.
It depends on what team you put him on, because Coulson is more of a utility character. And if you run him with something like Captain Marvel, Loki, or Black Bolt, somebody that he calls in to do the massive damage, he's really good. One Blitz team that I ran with him for a little while was actually Loki and Captain Marvel. So Loki would go first, do defense down on whoever he's mind controlling, and then you do binary from Captain Marvel, and you have a really good chance of just deleting that character off the screen. After which, Coulson goes and does his ultimate, which calls in Captain Marvel and does basically, you had a chance to take out two characters right away before the other team even had a chance to go.
It sounds like my Midgard team. Or Rocket has a solid chance of taking out somebody and calls in Groot, and then right behind him, Star-Lord goes and calls in two others. You know? I don't think I realized that about Coulson is the call-in.
Yeah.
Who do I need to work on to get Invisible Woman? I forget what her requirements are.
Oh, why am I blanking on this? I'd see the Spider-Verse or Sinister Six, so you might as well work on Sinister Six because it's good for both.
Gotcha.
Because it's Shuri and Invisible Woman. One of them is in the Spider-Verse, the other one is Sinister Six, and I can't remember which one is which. But Sinister Six is Spider-Verse, so that team will unlock it. And Sinister Six is needed for the villain campaign for the next chapter. So two birds, you know, basically three birds, one stone. Yeah, Rush says Sinister Six.
All right. And so, yeah, Sylvester, thank you. Call one ally with the most damage to attack it. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, he's cool. So, yeah, I'll work
on Sinister Six. And they're a pretty decent team, too. A lot of people will put them on defense on war. They're kind of a pain in the ass. But there's still a lot of people that use defenders for defense on war, and they take them out fairly easily. That's what they're designed for, to take out defenders.
Gotcha, yeah. And I don't put my defenders on because, honestly, it's not a 400 freaking K defenders team. But, sure. You know, they're kind of the I know how to defeat them team because they were the first. Yeah,
they're an easy team to beat because of pretty much all the teams beat them. But they're actually pretty decent for taking in for – you can clear out aim with them. You can clear out a bunch of other teams.
No, I just keep them for my use. So I definitely use them in war. I just keep them for my specific use versus, Look at, son of a bitch. Stupid game crash again. One more time. But basically my Ultron team is 4 tier gear 13s, and the only one is not Vision. He's right on that. Edge, I need 4 or 5 more of the superior gamma balls, whatever it's called. Gamma radiation. And there's something else. So, yeah, I've been trying to get
Black
in with
Bolt is the one that I'm waiting on.
Yeah, Black Bolt looked boss. It's just he was it's hard for me to get those legendaries when they first hit, or even when they second hit. I mean, I think Dark Phoenix was my first to get it fairly quickly. You know, I put a lot of work into trying to get her done. And that was the first one we knew for sure. They started making announcements. She's going to come here and here and then again 3 months later. So we knew we could prepare for it better.
Well, and they did that because they screwed it up. Because
well, they made that 6-star. Yeah.
Yeah, they made it the 6-star. After they sent the information out to basically everybody that's going to put out the information for them, and they gave them videos showing her at 5-star, and then they're like, oh, no, we're going to make a 6-star unlock. Because when they looked at the requirement that they put in, they saw that how many people are actually going to get her on the first pass and not going to spend money. Because that requirement is weird. Like, a lot of the other requirements are like, here's this team. Okay, kind of makes sense. And you make a story around it. It sort of makes sense. That team makes no sense. And they're not good characters. Like, half of them, that team is not good characters.
Fucking Nick Fury having the throwaway Kree. You can't even use the name Kree. It's the throwaway
Right,
Kree.
Which is super weird, but at least they did a story around it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they actually did something decent with it, and when they reworked that team, it became a really good team. But for this one, there's like Hand Assassin and Nobu?
Yeah.
Where did this come from?
Yeah.
But, it was weird. That's why, you know, they got so much crap for it back then. And they got crap for Black Bolt as well, because all of a sudden it was like the biggest... Well, people were saying it's the biggest whale pay to wall character, but they did the same thing with Magneto back in the day. So, yeah.
So with the boycott going on, for whatever level people are not following it, do you think it's having any kind of effect?
It's hard to tell. People will say there's been no effect because they're going to do this stuff anyway, but we got communication from them, which is more than we had before. Even if it caused them to move stuff up by 1 week of release time, we got stuff from that. That's a week earlier that you're getting it. They are looking at things, you know, like Cassina will say, well, they were already working on this. Okay, that's great. But we don't know that they were working on this because they won't tell us anything.
Yeah.
So at least now we have a little bit of a roadmap because they said, hey, this is the release cadence. This is what we're going to be putting out. This is when we're going to make the characters farmable, and it's usually the first Wednesday of the month they're releasing characters to be farmable. They're actually posting on Facebook of, hey, this is what's coming up in like a week or in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
they actually posted on Facebook saying, hey, next week Heimdall is going into the arena store or the raid store, I think it's arena store. I can't keep it straight.
Arena would make more sense because it's harder to get those resources. Arena. The hardest is the War Store, right?
Yeah, the War Store is the hardest.
The second hardest is Arena, and then Blitz is probably one of the easiest to get.
Well, it depends on what you're spending your stuff on, because a lot of people are like, I don't have enough Blitz credits because I keep buying the War stuff. And you know, people that don't Blitz 24/7 will actually run out of points.
Well, that's fair. Yeah.
And yeah, but that way you actually have orbs that you can open up from there. And Arena is just, you know, it depends on how hard you can push up on Arena and you get more points.
Yeah, but it's not okay, if you can push in the top, 30, you really get some solid returns on that. I'm not there yet. Yeah, I push and I broke 300. I got 280 something the other day. Which was good for me. I liked it. But I know it's not moving my money meter up. I went from getting 400 all the time to getting 500 all the time now.
And I'm good with
that. Yeah, no, it's a good increase.
It's an improvement.
It is. Well, that gets you one character every day. Or one purchase, rather, every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Because 500 is the price there. Blitz, I do it, I wouldn't say all the time, but all the time. I mean, it's I'm burning through. I can do my milestones. I mean, they'll launch at, 7 p.m. Eastern, and I'll have my milestones completed by midnight, easy, in Blitz.
Well,
and
then it's just a matter of chasing them down. Because Tony specifically designed that system to give you the least amount of work needed to hit the specific goal that you set. So if you want to make sure you're hitting top 2,000, that system will actually be like, well, you need to do 4 rotations a day with these teams, and you're going to get your top 2,000 every time. And it, with 3.5, you said you'd like 3.6 million on your collection power, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Four rotations a day, maybe one extra somewhere, you're easily hitting top 2,000.
Yeah. Honestly, and not just because of this game. I mean, there's obviously other factors at play. I've been really tempted to get back on the ambulance full time for a non-emergency company. So I know, you know, there's a lot of sit-around time, and I could be just blitzing the crap out of this thing and getting paid and working on other stuff too. And the pay is better than when I left the field and all that other jazz. But I'm like, but there's a lot of downtime in that field. Right. That I could be
20-hour shifts or 24.
12. They're most of the things around here now are 12. They were depending on where you go and what you do. But what I would do, everything I do, would be 10 to 12-hour shifts. And you know, you're not constantly running the whole time.
Right.
So it's pull it out. Let's play. You know, let's do this thing. And I'd sit much higher in our alliance than I do. I've maintained high middle of the road since like alliance launch, you know, this version of the alliance. But I think I'd be up there with you and some of the others.
It just depends on what you have the time for.
Yeah, that's the key, is the time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah. I'm on the road enough that I can just, you know, set the phone, and between, you know, when I have a break, I'll just let it run for a blitz. And I can usually do it every 2-2.5 hours when it's a character that I give a damn about, because it's not going to be for Captain America, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to push hard on Cap. I got him maxed a while back. But I'm glad they did it, because he's still a great character to have, and people need to have that opportunity to max him out. So I'm going to do everybody who needs him a favor. I'm going to not push that lineup, so that brings it overall down, hopefully. I do forget that I have a great charger sitting on my desk. It's a wireless charger. But the way it sits, sometimes it shifts behind my editing computer. So I forget it's there. So I'll start a blitz battle, and like 2 hours later, I go, oh, yeah, I was blitzing.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I've done that.
So now the new rotation is, instead of 2-hour refresh, it's a 4-hour refresh. Or did that?
They only did that once as a test run.
And it did not go
and
well.
I don't think they got – there was a lot of posts of people really liking it, but I don't think they saw the results they were expecting from that. It was a test run to see, because they're trying to fix the – it's a lot of downtime, and it's not quality time in a game just doing blitz constantly, because you do burn out on it fairly quickly. And the problem was that they said they want to fix the low-quality game time, and then they – right after that, they introduced the milestones for Cyclops – where we had to basically blitz every 2 hours.
Yeah.
So it was, so that was kind of ridiculous.
Well, it's probably cross-messaging of one hand didn't really consult the other hand on.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially this week. Because we had a, not yesterday, but the day before yesterday, we had a gold blitz pop for like 10 minutes. And then they took it down saying, hey, this was not supposed to happen. We don't usually run two blitzes at the same time. Except on Saturdays and Sundays when you run two blitzes at the same time every week.
Right.
But that gold orb blitz was supposed to be next week. So it's going to be out on I think Tuesday. And then yesterday they got the purple gear blitz started up, and they're like, oh, well, we're not supposed to be running that one either, but we're going to leave it up and we'll do it again next week, which is what they should have done with the golden orb blitz anyway.
Yeah.
They should have three blitzes running at the same time, all the time.
And what's the deal with 7? We were talking the other day in our chat, our Alliance Discord, and you were saying if we're going to run it consistently, we got to hit 42%. Explain to people who don't understand why, because that was it happened there. Why? And then this follow-up question is, are we hitting that as an alliance?
We're hitting about 39% right now. We're actually moving up. Like the last one we did was 38%. So we're moving. It's steadily progressing, and I like seeing that progress from people. The problem is that doing 100% on Ultimus 6 gets you a certain amount of points for your season points and your placement, which is how you get you know, the season end rewards of 120, 150 T4 materials. Doing 40, I think it's something like 41.7%, somewhere in that range. So 42% roughly is equivalent in points to 100% of Ultimate 6 points. So if you're doing below that and you're doing it, you know, 4 or 5 times a week, you're pulling less points in. So you get lower placement for the season.
Yeah.
And the season is what gets you those big T4 rewards. So honestly, if we were doing U6 still every single day, 7 times a week, uh-huh. we'd be placing higher in placement than where we are because we'd be getting higher points. But U7 is the new stuff, and we should be doing that. And people should be working on their teams to get higher up. And it's moving. It's slowly progressing, and it's really cool to see.
It is good to see, and I agree that we need to be pushing hard. It was disheartening when we couldn't get 30%. Well, we're getting 30% on 7, and then, but it was so right there on the edge that if somebody's like, "Oh, sorry, I didn't have signal for a couple hours," we'd hit that 29%. Now it's enough.
We got past that. We did it like 2 times, and we just missed it. And I was like, "No, we're not doing this for like 3 weeks."
Yeah.
And then we tried it again, and we broke the 30. I'm like, "Okay, great. We can do this like 3 times a week, so people can get some." T4 materials for rewards. Although the rewards for it are still garbage, but they're the same problem that Ultimate 6 was when it came out. Because doing 100% on Ultimate 6 back in the day was not worth it.
Yeah.
Until everybody yelled at Foxnex and they fixed the rewards. But mostly it's a design philosophy of, this is what we're going to set it to later anyway. We're just going to do it now this way. And then people are going to, complain about it. And then, look, we moved the rewards up. Aren't you happy with where the rewards should have been in the first place?
Yeah. I've never been the details guy. I know that shocks nobody. But I just like opening up the mail and go, look, there's all this stuff in my mailbox. And if that did, and you've helped me go grind here because of this. Do the arena battles because we'll get this. Do your extra war, even for losing, do your extra war battles because we'll get that. So it's like, oh, fuck you. I can't auto run this. Bullshit.
There was a little bit of a data mine last week about something for auto completion for blitzes. So we'll see what they do with that if that comes in.
That'd be interesting.
That would be great. Even if it was like you getting. Yeah. Less rewards if you're auto running. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Let me just finish my thing. You might as well do it. You have to get to 8.3, but once you hit 8.3, you can just auto complete. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah. There's been a few like, man, even the 3X is just not fast enough because I've already taken out 2 in the first round and this is a boss team. You're not going to touch me. Where's the finish it now button? Ant-Man and the Wasp should be so much better than they are, and they suck.
We'll see. Some of the rumors are that there's a Avengers rework sometime in the summer. Avengers and Ultimus. That's in the rumors due to rumors of Black Order coming into the game.
That'd be cool.
So we'll see if that pans out. Ultimus, when he originally released, actually had the Black Order tag on him. And then they took it off because they never put that team
well,
in.
Well, Thanos, when he was about to launch.
Sorry. I meant Thanos, not Ultimus. Yeah.
Because that was his part of his ultimate was boost the Black Order. So I'm like, am I reading this right? Because this is in his stuff.
And then they took it out.
Yeah.
So there's rumors of Black Order in the summer. There's also rumors of X-Men versus Avengers. Which would get Avengers a rework.
I've been thinking about that a lot, actually. Especially since Scott's the biggest dick in that storyline, and everybody's going to see him the way I do.
Yeah.
But also, there's a chance to introduce some really great characters to that storyline.
And we've had the data mine for Beast for quite a while, who will actually benefit. If he actually comes in with a kit the way it is right now from the data mines, he'll benefit Storm and Cyclops a lot because he actually generates extra charges for them with the current kit. But, we'll see what happens. There's some rumors, and you know, for Omega Red.
All right.
And that's been like the last like 2 days.
That's
like,
a couple Mr. of rumors Sinister popped story, up for that. Isn't it?
I think so. I don't remember his story too much, so I don't know how they're you know where they're bringing that in, but a few threads popped up here and there about him like over the last 24 hours. And of course, Black Widow's coming out. The movie's coming out in May.
Yep.
So wouldn't be surprised if they put in new characters for her.
Yes, especially Crimson. What's that? Is
Crimson Guardian?
Crimson Guardian. Yes.
And the other Black Widow.
Yes. Gray Widow.
She actually still goes by Black Widow, but I think it's Yelena Belanova.
Yeah. Because she was.
I can never remember her first name.
Yeah, Yelena. She was Thunder. What is that villain team up that Osborn put together to replace the Avengers? And she was a Black Widow in that.
The Dark Avengers.
Dark Avengers. Because they were based off of a different team. I was
yeah, because it was her, Bullseye. Oh.
Yep.
Wolverine's kid. I can't remember his name.
Dickhead.
Yeah.
Thunderbolts became some of them became the Dark Avengers. Yeah, right. Here. And what's funny is 90% of my
Red Guardian, not Crimson.
90% of my comic book knowledge comes from playing MAA and other games and learning these things.
Yeah.
And then going and finding the book and reading the story.
That's really the only way I knew about Elsa Bloodstone.
Yeah. Well, I used to do a show called Panel by Panel, and we went to dig into a story about her. There's a 4-book run. That's it. She kind of pops up here and there, but to get her story, there's like a very limited 4-book run, and you're done. You know, how many times can I play Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Until you finish it.
Oh, there's just no more rewards. Okay, I finished out getting the rewards. I was like, I'm just grinding nothing now for some reason.
Yeah, if you can actually max it out, the top reward is 250 T4s.
Yeah, I don't have the stuff. Oh, I'm ready. Tomorrow we get Misfit Adventures. I'm so ready. Misfit
Adventures? What is that?
Blob and Toad.
Oh, yes. That will start up tomorrow.
Yes.
I don't care.
Really? Well, I mean,
I really don't.
Their layouts. I like their characters.
I like their kits, but really, I'm not buying. You know, I'm not dropping money on the game.
No.
And I'm not gonna jump on buying orbs. Toad is an event character, so I'll get him to 4, maybe 5-star anyway. That's why I have that's why I have cores to do that. But most of my cores are going to refreshing the store right now.
Yes.
I'm trying to gear at least a few people for T14, and I don't have enough.
Yeah. That's gonna be.
But hey, it's a new character and it's new content, and you know that's great.
Yeah, I agree. I love the event characters because you're gonna get them, and it's just kind of a fun way to play through, and you get to play with other characters.
Yeah,
like Blob and see what they do. And then if you're me, you get to forget. And then when you get to touch them again later on, you're like, oh, my God, this is so awesome. Because forgetting can be cool sometimes. But that's all the time we got, man. We got to get out of here. So, Sam, where can they find you on the web?
You can find me every morning, sometimes even on Sundays, 6 days a week, sometimes 7, at twitch.tv/SamRaven. Usually 8:30 a.m. Pacific time for about an hour and a half for Marvel Strike Force. I'm trying to start a little earlier, like around 8 a.m. so I can go a little longer and do a little bit of Disney Sorcerer's Arena as well, because it's pretty fun. And it's still in beta, so it's nice showing off stuff that people are like, oh, when can I get this game?
Yeah, it is fun. And it can possibly ingratiate you with the company as an influencer.
Here's hoping.
Yeah. You know, that's always kind of the hope is I don't want to work for Fox Next, you know, but I'd love to be in that spot where like, hey, we really love that you're promoting the game and here's some love coming your way, whatever that would mean. So, and yeah, you will be seeing Sin more on this show and on the stream. as he will be our go-to guy to sit in when I'm out or Kurt's out. And hopefully not, because, you know, when both of us are out, there's a really bad day. But every once in a while, that might happen, and Sid might just come on and do what he does. So we'll see what happens.
Which would be really weird.
Right. I know. And you know, if it's too weird, we won't do it, and that's fine.
That's fine. But, I'm happy to help.
And we're happy. We're happy that you do help. I'm Rock Out of Podcasting all across social media. Every Thursday night here, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, we do FDH Beyond, which is a recording of a podcast live on twitch.tv/FDH Beyond. Kurt is typically on here Mondays on twitch.tv/FDH Beyond, doing a 3-hour run of Marvel Strike Force and talking and hanging out and doing whatever. Check out gstu.net for everything else. I'm not going to run you down all the different streams and different channels and stuff that I do, but gstu.net for all the giant size team up things. And again, of course, twitch.tv/SinRaven for 6, sometimes 7 day a week Marvel Strike Force and Sorcerer runs. So it's really cool. Yep. Thanks, everybody. Play the game that you love, and make sure you're happy doing what you do.